Glory to God, Jesus is alive. This series is the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the glory of the Lord. Jesus is alive. It's through Jesus Christ that we can experience God Almighty and His glory and His majesty, His beauty, His mercy and love and graciousness and every positive superlative that you can think of. Amen. The most glorious opportunity for mankind. I want to shout it from the rooftops because we have all missed it. We've all missed it. And just like the famous scripture, let's forget what's behind. Let's look forward, press on, and look forward to what's ahead, because that's the answer. Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The last few messages were about how God has justified Himself to the world. To the whole world. Amen. He in so many ways. And before that, a few messages about heaven and hell. And that topic of hell, you know, yes, it's a difficult topic. But we must remember, when we come to the full gospel, the real gospel, there's two sides. For those who are with Jesus Christ, it's a celebration. Amen. Forever. Celebrate the living Jesus Christ and His glory and majesty, and everything good comes down from the Father of lights, from the Father. And it's just so awesome. But there's the other side. For those who don't know Jesus Christ, there's, you know, they're under the wrath of God and condemnation, and they will sadly, tragically end up in hell forever. I admit, it's a difficult topic, but I want to be one person who is presenting this. As I've been reading some of the Gospels, I see the two sides. You know, I see Jesus presenting these two sides. It's very, you know, He's God Almighty, and everything He said is just glorious and eternal. Amen. And there's the two sides. Yes, there's the wonderful side, but there's there's the other side, which, you know, you might call it harsh or difficult, or, you know, it's very, okay, so what are we to do? This ministry, well, Wonder Reality, all I really want to do is walk with Jesus Christ. And our ministry, we are here to serve and to help anyone who will listen. We want to bring the gospel and all the glorious things that the gospel contains, healing and deliverance and freedom and these wonderful things. We want to hear from you. We want to know about your needs. If you need a miracle, remember, everything with Jesus, it's simple and easy. Jesus says, only believe. Just believe. Hey, I need to hear that. We need to be delivered. All of us need to be delivered from our old ways of thinking and our old, these preconceived notions that we have. And one of the main ones is that people think it's dead religion and it has nothing. It's the most, this is what humans were born to do. Humans were born to walk with Jesus Christ and to go deeper and deeper and deeper and higher and go forward with Him in through the phases and then in meeting the Holy Spirit. He's God Almighty, so beautiful, so glorious and merciful, and would just, tears will become your language because And he's the gentle and lowly shepherd who in Book of John, he says he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And he speaks, and it's just so awesome. I get fired up. But I want to present this because we start, and there's three realms of prayer that Jesus presented. There's three parts of the tabernacle. We start in that first realm. Ask and you shall receive. That's just in our, that's just literally in the natural. Then the second realm, seek and you shall find. That's the seeking realm. That's where our it's with our soul and our mind, will, and emotions. We seek. This is all a very glorious thing. It's the greatest privilege a human could ever have to meet God for 1 second. And yet he offers to come and live with us forever. Our entire life. He offers to come and make his home with us. We're a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And okay, so that second realm, that's the seeking. That's, seeking the Lord in that. And then the third realm, that's in the spirit realm. That's knock, knock, and it shall be open to you. You're close enough now to that Holy of Holies, the presence of Jesus. Amen, amen. And when we get there, we realize it's simple. It's simple. It's not difficult. Amen. Amen. Jesus wants to set you free. He wants to come to you directly. Amen. That's another key. we could list all the keys, but that's one of them, going directly to him. We get to go directly to him. What a privilege. It would never work out if we go through some other person. That wouldn't work out. They're going to fail. We wouldn't want to be with that person anyway. We get to go directly to God. He's a jealous God. He's a consuming fire. He wants us to go right to him, no matter. And then we have the greatest thing. Everywhere we go, he's with us, in us, but he's also all around us. It's incredible. Then we realize, in addition to it being simple and easy, it's also, we're condemned to victory. That's if we're in the celebration side. That's if we have that broken and contrite spirit. We're humbling ourselves before the Almighty God, who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we got to forgive others. If we've lived on the earth, we've had people that have hurt us, because everyone on the earth, we all are sinners, right? And in fact, let me say this. Christians, and those are the people who probably hurt us as much as any others, because Christians are sinners saved by grace. Christians are broken people, right? That's what's brought us to Jesus Christ. I'm kind of touching on a lot of things here, but I want to motivate us to, because the whole end result of all of this, the glorious presence of Jesus Christ, which is the answer in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we get results in our personal walk with him. Amen. That's where it all starts. And then in ministry, we all want to be in ministry and to help others, right? We want to do the will of God. We want to help others. We want to fulfill our ministry so that one day Jesus in that day would say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And so how do we do that? In the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "It's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing." We could prepare for 6 months, study and do everything, and go to speak in a meeting, and if the Holy Spirit's not there, nothing happens. Nothing. We might as well not have even done it. So let's get back to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. So beautiful. So when we meet Him, everything makes sense. Everything makes sense. He empowers us. Then we realize this great mystery, and He reveals all these incredible things to us that are just, it's like glory to glory means one glorious revelation after another. And the main one is that He Himself, so beautiful and majestic on the glorious splendor of Your majesty, and on Your wondrous works will I meditate. The glorious splendor. So, just royalty beyond royalty. Like, and I prepared a short message, about how when God appears in the Bible, we read in the Bible, when God appears, you know, it's often it's this fire, the burning bush passage in Genesis, or Elijah going up to heaven in chariots of fire, or in the book of Judges, you know, the angel of the Lord, which is really God Almighty, going up into a fire into heaven, you know, and Jesus talked about bringing the fire. John the Baptist said, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And this before the throne of God, seven flames of fire, this is in Revelation, which are the seven spirits of God. That's the Holy Spirit. He's all around us. And yet we do other things, and we try to get that real, you know, whatever it is we're seeking that brings us joy and pleasure or whatever. Well, that's a one on a scale of 0 to 1,000. That's a one or a zero. But the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, is infinity. Infinity. On the fulfillment and happiness scale, you know, and so most people would say, oh no, that's not true. Look at all these Christians, that's the religious thing. They don't see it. It's because they haven't been touched by the Holy Spirit. If somebody hasn't been, they're not going to have any interest in Christianity and in Jesus Christ. They're in dead religion often. They just, you know, they go to a service or whatever, and they feel like they've fulfilled their obligation. Okay, I've done that, or I've read the Bible for 10 minutes. Okay, now I can go about my day. Well, let's seek Jesus and just be aware of Him all around us, and He'll meet you more than halfway. We make that. He's a gentleman, and He will not make anyone do anything. When we meet Him, that's the answer. Amen.